If you're still shopping for holiday gifts, here's a suggestion courtesy of NPR News. A small town in the eastern German state of Brandenburg has a three-story palace with more than 100 rooms for sale. And it's not as expensive as you might think. NPR's Emily Harris took a tour.
It still looks like a palace from the outside. The yard has gone a bit wild, but the family crest hangs high above the ornately carved wooden front door. Inside, it's clear this is a fixer-upper. Workmen are standing around a glass and cheap metal reception booth smack in the middle of the foyer. The floors are very unpalatially covered in linoleum.
This is unser Schlosssaal.
Carola Hoheisel works for the town of Fürstenberg and shows around potential buyers.
The palace wasn't ever very posh. The dukes of Mecklenburg didn't have a lot of money. But to keep up their status, they had to have a palace. And so they built a big one, but didn't do much with the interior.
Alfred Friedrich III of Mecklenburg-Strelitz built this palace in the mid-1700s as a home for his wife after his death. Historians say she likely held concerts of Baroque music in the once grand ballroom. These days, the building is filled with a different sound. A worker removes a metal handrail, trying to undo almost a century of the palace being used as a hospital, then a retirement home. Town officials bought it for tens of thousands of marks in 1910. They're now putting it on the market for just over a dollar. The catch is they want additional millions invested to make the palace useful again. Plenty of other towns have had the same idea. Germany's Brandenburg region is home to some 500 similar palaces. Dr. Wolfgang Ilert heads the Brandenburg Palace Foundation.
Each individual palace probably doesn't have much historical value, but together they make up the cultural landscape of Brandenburg. Every other village has what's essentially a large manor house, and that's unique to this part of Germany.
That doesn't make them easy to keep up or sell, especially in cash-strapped eastern German towns with high unemployment. A private investor bought one nearby a decade ago, but still hasn't found anyone interested in actually using it. A few palaces in this region are now museums, a handful hotels. Most Fürstenberg residents say what's important to them is keeping the palace somehow accessible to the public. But one man who recently moved here says he wouldn't mind if it went back to its original state, home to a lord.
Well, he'd need bread in the morning and people to clean up the place. So even that could bring more jobs to Fürstenberg.
Fürstenberg officials did send information about their palace to a popular TV talk show whose host was looking for a new place to live. But he picked a different palace, complete with tower and high crenellated walls, in wealthier western Germany, near the Rhine. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.